From the college campuses of Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, and Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts, the National Broadcasting Company presents the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, transcribed, the varsity scholars of Brown University and Pembroke College, the college for women on the Brown campus, who have held the Quiz Bowl championship for the past 6 weeks, are out to hang on to their title against the brightest young ladies from Smith College. And here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hi there, everybody. We're glad to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. First, let's switch tonight up to Rhode Island, where Russ Van Arsdale of station WJAR Providence is again on hand to act as Brown's referee. Are you ready to roll, Russ?
We sure are, Alan. This Brown team is really gunning for victory number 7. Here they are to say hello. First, the distaff members from Pembroke.
Judy Thorson, Brooklyn, New York.
And Jane Baltzell, Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
And the men from Brown.
Tom McCormick of Stamford, Connecticut.
And Cal Woodhouse of Little Compton, Rhode Island.
All right, there you have the Brown team. Now, let's move over to Northampton, Massachusetts to meet the challengers from Smith College. Bruce Kern of station WTIC Hartford, Connecticut, is standing by to serve as Smith's referee. Are you there, Bruce?
Right here, Alan, and with me are four gals who are determined to upset the Brown team's apple cart. I'll let them introduce themselves.
Ann Murphy, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Sydney Howard, New York City.
Wendy McEnany, Princeton, New Jersey.
And Linda Wopsey, Stamford, Connecticut.
All right, we've met both teams. Now, before Jack Costello explains our quiz bowl rules, may I point out that we recognize full well that in putting the emphasis here in the College Quiz Bowl on a quick recall of specific facts, we are pointing up only one of the objectives of college education. We are likewise trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found on every American campus. Now, how about those rules, Jack?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden will ask a toss-up question worth 10 points, and the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Brown University signals, you'll hear... And when Smith College signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Jack. Now remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points and the other team will get a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Your first toss-up question, if you get it right, could earn you a chance at a 30-point bonus. Well, here we go with the first toss-up question after that wonderful whistle. Here we go. For 10 points, tell us what American said, "Let us have faith that right makes might." Brown Pembroke.
Tom McCormick wants to give that a try.
Dulles.
Can you take it, Smith?
No, I'm sorry we can't, Alan.
All right, I am happy to tell you that it is Abraham Lincoln who said in an address at Cooper Union in 1860, "Let us have faith that right makes might." All right, here we go with another toss-up question, and coming up still is a 30-point bonus. Because of the violent colors they used and because of their unconventional drawings, a group of painters, including Matisse and Roald Smith. Smith College.
Ann Murphy.
Mitchell.
That's right. That's the answer before I ask the question. That was the right answer. I will finish the question for the benefit of all of us who would need the whole question before we knew the answer. The painters, including Matisse and Roald, were given a nickname by the art critics of their day, and I was to ask, what is this name? And the name, was that you, Anne?
Yes.
It's what? Would you say it again?
Nifl.
And what does that mean in English?
It means wild beast.
The wild beast. That's right for 10 points, Miss College, and you have now a chance at a 30-point bonus. Anybody in the team or all of you together on the team may work on this bonus question. As everyone knows, Horace Greeley once said, "Go west, young man." And the newspapers are breaking out now with a rash of stories on people who are taking Greeley's advice, if somewhat belatedly. 10 points for each of the following that you can identify. First of all, for 10 points, the girl who stepped out of pink tights and went way west. Who is she?
Oh.
Anybody on the...
Oh.
Oh, who
oh,
is
oh,
it?
No.
Anybody on the Smith College team?
Could I guess?
Yes.
Marilyn Monroe?
You guessed right for 10 points. Marilyn Monroe stepped out of the film Pink Tights and went with her new husband, Joe DiMaggio, on a honeymoon trip to Japan, which was indeed west of where she was. All right. For 10 points, tell us, the two young men who, for professional reasons, will leave New York for Milwaukee. Anybody on the Smith College team? Ann Murphy?
Can I say one of them?
Yes.
Bobby Thompson.
All right. If you could say the other, you'll get 10 points.
Oh. Is it Gardiello?
No. All right. Time is up. Bobby Thompson was right in San Calderon. Giants who have been traded to the Braves. All right. You've still got a chance for 10 more points, Smith College. I want you to tell us who this very distinguished gentleman is who recently toured from east to west in the United States and will travel a good deal further to the west before he finally gets home.
Wendy McEnany.
Is it the president of Turkey?
It is the president of Turkey for 10 points. Celal Bayar. All right, 10 points. Okay, coming up now is a 25-point bonus, and here is your toss-up question for 10 points. In what class would you be if the professor used the following three terms? Slick insides, fold, unconformity. Smith.
Wendy McEnany.
Geology class.
Right, for 10 points. Those are three terms used in geology. Slick inside, fold, and unconformity. All right, Smith College, you have now a chance at a one-part 25-point bonus. Ecce homo is the Latin your version of behold the man, the word used in a very famous Bible story. You'll get 25 points now if you can identify the man who used these words.
Linda Watsey.
Linda?
John. I just saw it today.
Who is
19:5 in the Bible, John.
Yes, 19:5, that is exact chapter and verse. Who is the man that said it?
Oh.
Who is the man that said it?
Ann Murphy.
Judas?
No, I'm sorry. You've got the exact chapter and verse.
Oh, Pontius Pilate.
That's right, for 25 points. 25 points. Pontius Pilate in John 19, 5th verse, says, behold the man. This was the way Pilate presented Jesus to the Jews just before they crucified him. All right. Okay, now, before we get along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game, Jack.
Well, each week, NBC will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnar wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnar family of fine watches since 1866. Maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 18 and a half minutes to go and the score Brown Pembroke 0, Smith 65, we go back to a toss-up question. All right, Alan?
Okay, let's get this ball back in play now. May I tell you both, get on your toes, because coming up is a 50-point bonus question. Here is the toss-up. For 10 points, in what poem do these two lines appear? He prayeth best who loveth best Brown Pembroke.
Dane Baltzell.
Dane? Can you take it, Smith?
Yes, we can. All Wendy right. McEnany.
The Ancient Mariner.
Right. The Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. On a toss-up question, you've got to speak fast, or we move to the other team. He prayeth best who loveth best all things, both great and small, the Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner by Coleridge. All right, Smith, you got a chance at a 50-point bonus here. 5 parts. Now you are to imagine that you are visiting a museum containing famous literary relics. When the guide shows you the remains of an albatross, you realize, of course, that it came from Coleridge's Rime of the Ancient Mariner. Now, for 10 points each, you are to tell us each of the following relics. Tell us the origin of each of the following relics. First, from a European drama, a pair of pistols which bring death to a brilliant scholar and a ruthless woman. What is the origin of these relics? Okay, time is up. From a European drama, Ibsen's Hedda Gabler. The pistols bequeathed to Hedda by her father bring death to Hedda and the scholar Lofberg. All right. Now, for 10 more points. Next, from the Bible, an ass's jawbone which has been used to slay 1,000 men. What is the story?
Sidney Howard.
Samson and Delilah.
That's right. The Old Testament story of Samson who slayed the Philistines. I'll accept Samson. That's right. Now, you're getting the catch of it. Now, from nursery rhymes, a pie minus one plum.
Linda Watsey.
Little Jack Horner.
Little Jack Horner's Christmas pie. That's right, from which he pulled out a plum. All right. From a great poetic tragedy, a handkerchief that was instrumental in the death of a husband and a wife.
Othello.
Othello. Shakespeare's Othello, right. Now, finally, from an American novel, a broken pickle dish that had caused a domestic crisis.
Wendy McEnany.
Ethan Frome.
Edith Wharton, Ethan Frome, right, for 10 more points, Smith College. Now, what's the score, Jack?
Smith College, 115, Brown Pembroke, 0, and we have 16 minutes.
Okay, on your toes, Brown Pembroke. Coming up now is a 30-point musical bonus. Coming up is a 30-point musical bonus, and here is your toss-up question. You can win 10 points and get a chance at the bonus if you'll tell us the author of the now-famous Which Clause. Smith College.
Ann Murphy.
Senator Bricker.
Right, for 10 points, Smith College. That was the famous Which Clause, W-H-I-C-H. Russ Van Arsdale, just so I can check, will you push your buzzer? That's right, the Brown Pembroke Clause. No, I was not being facetious. I was concerned. All right. Now, the ballet season. Smith College, this is your 30-point bonus. The ballet season is now in its height in New York, and so it seems logical that we should have a question on the ballet tonight. We're going to play portions of the music for 3 popular ballets, and you're going to earn 10 points each time you identify the ballet. First, right, for 10 points, Linda.
Linda Watsey.
That's right, Linda. All right. Now, what is this ballet? Very pretty, but I got to know the name of the ballet.
Wendy McEnany.
Wendy? Giselle.
That's right, for 10 points. The time was just about up. All right, Giselle. Now, what is this ballet? No, I'm sorry.
Oh, I know what's the name.
You may correct
Coppelia? It. Coppelia? Coppelia.
That's the name of the music.
No, the name of the ballet.
Oh,
that what?
The Spectre of the Rose.
That Spectre of the Rose. That's right. The music is on that. You had the music, but you didn't have the ballet. Spectre of the Rose. Okay, for 10 points. Now, with a 20-point bonus coming up, here we go back to a toss-up question. If a groundhog sees his shadow on Groundhog Day, how many more weeks of winter are there to Smith College?
Linda Watsey.
6 weeks.
Right, for 10 points. How many more weeks of winter are there supposed to be? And she interrupted, but she gave the right answer. 6 weeks. All right, now you have a 20-point bonus here, Smith College. Mrs. Mary E. Surratt, David E. Harold, George A. Astorod, and Louis Payne were all hung for complicity in a grave crime against this nation. For 20 points, what was that crime? Smith College, this is your bonus. What was that crime committed by these 4 people? What was that?
A little conference going on.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Can I guess?
Say it. An answer. You may confer. Hurry.
Wendy. Were they among the plot to kill Lincoln?
The plot to kill Lincoln? Yes, I'll accept it. That's what they were hung for. They were... hung for complicity in the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Now, may I remind you all that you may work as a team on these strong bonus questions, but you should come out with an answer, and you may correct yourselves, except when I say that I want only one answer.
Hold it, Alan. That's the halftime whistle, which calls for a one-minute timeout.
Okay, now during this one-minute timeout, I'm going to work very fast and spend 30 seconds with you, Smith College, because it is our custom each week here to meet the individual team members of the challenging team. And tonight, ladies, it's a pleasure. Now, we'd like to know what your plans are after college, first of all, Ann Murphy.
Well, I'm not sure. I might go to graduate school, and I might go into the Foreign Service if they'll take me.
I see. You're taking the Foreign Service exam?
I've taken part of it, yes.
Good. Sydney Howard, what are your plans after college?
I plan to work in New York.
Are you a senior?
Yes, I am.
Graduating this spring?
Yes.
Linda Wofsey, what are your plans?
I'd like to go into publishing. It's hard, though.
You'd like to go into publishing, but it's hard. But you're going to try, huh?
Yes, sirree.
Okay. Wendy McEnany, what are your plans after college?
As far as I know, they're for graduate school.
Where?
Well, I'm not sure. Either Harvard or California.
Oh, I see. Well, that's a wide choice there. All right.
Yes,
that's very nice to meet you, ladies. You're doing very well. Now, let's move up to Brown University and hear from Cal Woodhouse. Hi, Cal, I haven't heard from you tonight, boy.
Hello, Ellen.
Well, it's good to hear you. Cal, tell me, what's going on at Brown University tonight?
Well, Alan, things have been popping all over the place this weekend, everywhere that is except here. About 200 alumni have returned to Brown from all parts of the country. They've come to visit the place to find out in general what the state of things is here. They've been sitting in on classes, they've been talking to some of the professors, and they've been listening to many reports from the president of the university and other university officials.
Okay, are they listening to the program tonight?
Yes, I'm afraid to say that they are.
Oh, well, we've still got to have a game left to go, boy, and it's time now for our timeout period to run up, so let's get back now to Jack Costello.
Right, Alan, and here's the score. Smith College, 185. Brown University, nothing.
All right.
How about another toss-up question?
Here we come with a toss-up question, and coming up is a 35-point bonus. In Shakespeare's Hamlet, Ophelia says that rosemaries are for remembrance. 10 points now. Smith College.
Wendy McEnany.
You said this to Laertes?
All right, you are penalized 5 points, Smith, for interrupting the question. Because you did not give me the answer I was seeking. Now, I will finish the question. Ophelia says that rosemaries are for remembrance. Now, Brown Pembroke, it's your question, and you'll get 10 points if you can remember what Ophelia says pansies are for. Anybody on the Brown Pembroke team? There's Rosemary. All right.
Judy Thorson would like to try.
I'm sorry. Thoughts. And there is pansies, that's for thoughts. Okay, that's a toss-up question. Didn't get anywhere. Here we come with another toss-up question. This invention was patented by Vladimir Zworykin and Philo Farnsworth. It was used by about 20,000 people for a few months. Brown Pembroke.
Jane Balsall.
Television.
Right, for 10 points, Brown Pembroke. You interrupted the question. I was going to proceed further with it and ask you what this invention is, but you got it, and here is your 35-point bonus. It's a bonus question with a timer. We're going to give you a series of initials and letter combinations which stand for common expressions or abbreviations. Each time you supply the correct expression or definition, within 5 seconds, giving us one answer each for 5 points each. Okay, now what does, first of all, GP stand for? P as in Paul. GP. 5 seconds. Time, general practitioner. All right, what do the letters E, S, E stand for? 5 seconds.
E-S-E?
E-S-E. Dime. Did I hear east, southeast? Did somebody say east, southeast?
Yeah, they did, but it wasn't on our side.
Oh. Oh, Smith, you better be quiet, okay? Well, you're very honest, Brown Pembroke. All right, that was the answer. All right, for 5 points, what do the letters T, K, O stand for?
Technical knockout.
Right, for 5 points. What do the letters Q, E, D, and
the dog? Demonstrandum.
Desideratum.
Demonstrandum.
That's right, for 5 points. All right, what do the letters in 5 seconds, what do the letters C, S, T stand for?
Repeat those, please.
Central C standard. Is in Charlie, S is in Sam, T is in Tom.
Central Standard Time.
Right, for 5 points. What do the letters L, S, T, as in Tom, stand for? LSC, 5 seconds.
Landing,
Landing ship troops, sir.
No. Landing supply.
A time landing ship tank.
Oh,
Five more points you can earn if you'll tell us what R-F-E is in everybody stands for. 5 seconds.
R-F-E?
R-F-E. Radio Free Europe, and speaking of Radio Free Europe, you know, we support this radio operation in Europe. Today, millions of private Americans are doing a great job fighting Soviet lies and tyranny through their contribution to the Crusade for Freedom, the organization that puts Radio Free Europe on the air right there in the Kremlin's backyard. It's the voice of freedom to 70 million captive people behind the Iron Curtain. It exposes red lies, keeps the Soviets off balance, works to prevent World War III. Now, you can make Radio Free Europe stronger than ever when you send your truth dollar to the Crusade for Freedom. That's all. Just send a dollar, but send it tonight to the Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster. Okay, with the score, Brown 25, Smith College 180, we're going back to a toss-up question. For 10 points, here's a toss-up question that will test your knowledge of incidental history. It's an historical oddity, and you are now to listen carefully and signal as soon as you are able to identify this speaker.
Now, children, I know you're all disappointed today that you didn't get the funnies. So gather around.
Brown Pembroke.
Ann Murphy.
No, Brown Pembroke.
Tom McCormick.
That's Fiorello Lugarnia reading the funnies for the New Yorker children.
That's right, for 10 points, Brown Pembroke. Okay, here is a mathematical bonus worth 25 points, Brown Pembroke. So get your pencils and papers ready. 25 points you'll get for the correct answer. Listen carefully. You are to take the number of eyes that the knight has. Subtract the number of capital cities there are in the United States.
There are 49.
Yeah. And multiply that by the sum. Now listen. Multiply by the sum of the numerals by which children buckle their shoes.
1, 2, 3, 3 times 3, 5.
Multiply.
Multiply.
2, 8, 5, 3. Right, for 25 points. Okay, here we go back to a toss-up question. For 10 points, what do the composers of the operetta, The Chocolate Soldier, the tone poem, Till Eulenspiegel, Brown Pembroke?
Tom McCormick.
They're all named Strauss.
That's the answer for 10 points. And I didn't finish. I was going to say, and the opera, Die Fledermaus. What do they have in common? And the answer common is that they all have the last name Strauss. All right, you have a chance now, Maron Pembroke, at a 30-point musical bonus. You know, here's a sentimental bonus that fits into the mood of this Valentine season. For 10 points each, you are to tell us the term of endearment expressed in the title of each of the following three selections. First,
you remember.
Deary.
Right, for 10 points. All right, what is the term of endearment expressed in this composition title?
Lover.
Right, for 10 points. Now, 10 more points, Brown Pembroke, if you can tell us the term of endearment expressed in the title of this song.
My honey bun, my sweet.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, what's the score, Jack?
Smith College, 180. Brown Pembroke, 100, Alan.
All right, here we go back to a toss-up question. Coming up is a 30-point bonus. For 10 points, tell us, what man made the proclamation that the Civil War was at an end? Brown Pembroke.
Cal Woodhouse.
President Johnson.
Right, for 10 points, Brown Pembroke. Okay, you've got a 3-part bonus question, Brown Pembroke. 10 points each part. You are to place the following fictional rivers. First, the Styx.
Down in Hades.
Underworld. Right. 10 points. The Styx in Hades. All right. The Holy River of the Arrow. The Holy River of the Arrow. Where is it?
Spencer's Fairy Queen. Xanadu?
No.
Arabian Nights?
All right. Time is up. This is the river in Kipling's Kim that was said to wash away all sin. Kim and the Tibetan Lama search for it, remember? All right. Place this river. The Alp.
Xanadu.
That's right. The Sacred River in Xanadu from the Coleridge poem Kubla Khan. All right. Coming up is a 40-part bonus, so on your toes. For 10 points, what renowned philosopher was born in Spain, studied and taught at Harvard? Brown Pembroke.
Jane Balzell.
Santayana.
Right, for 10 points.
you got a 40-point bonus. Your score is 140 to 180. We're going to give you a list of groups, a list of props or situations coming up from three popular musical plays. 10 points each time you correctly associate prop with play. First of all, the Surrey with the fringe on top.
Oklahoma, yeah.
Right for 10 points. A makeshift shower bath.
That's South Pacific.
Right for 10 points. A Mississippi steamer.
Showboat.
Right for 10 points. Now you'll make it 40 points if you tell us what the connection is between these three musical plays.
They're all written by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Rodgers and Hart.
All right, I'm sorry.
Rodgers wrote the music for every one of them.
No,
Well, that's a connection.
No, Oscar Hammerstein wrote the book and lyrics for all three, but Jerome Kern wrote the music for Showboat.
Right.
Okay, here we go back. What's the score, Jack?
Smith, 180. Brown, 170. We have 1.5 minutes left.
Okay, here we go for 10 points. President Eisenhower recently recommended that all Americans reread the biblical parable of the prodigal son's return. We'll give you 10 points if you can tell us in what book of the Bible we can read this story. Brown Pembroke.
Calwood House. Book of St. Matthew.
Can you take it, Smith? Can you take it, Smith?
We'll try.
Hurry.
Ann Murphy.
Luke.
Right, for 10 points. Please. All right, and you've got a 20-point bonus, a very quick 20-point bonus. Tell us, Smith College, for 20 points, what are curling stones? Anybody in this
room? Linda Wapsie.
It's a Scottish kind of bowling on the green.
That's right. Yeah. It's a Scottish kind of bowling on the green. Now, what are curling stones?
Ann Murphy?
Well, it's a big kind of stone that they use
in the game. Bowling, that's right, for 20 points. We'll accept that. Okay, here we go back to a toss-up question. For 10 points, what do we call a group or company of bears? Anybody? No takers? Smith College.
Wendy McEnany.
A what?
A bevy.
Can you take it, Brown Pepper?
A fraternity?
No, I'll take it. No, I said bears. All right, here we go. For 10 points, Hannah is a palindrome. For 10 points, define a Smith College.
Linda Wapsie.
Oh, I'm sorry. A palindrome is spelled the same backwards and forwards.
Right. It's word, verse, or sentence that is the same when ready to backwards or forwards. All right. Abel was I, ere I saw Elba is a good example. Yeah. All right. You have a chance now at a 30-point bonus, Smith College. We're going to give you 30 points if you can name the four states in the United States which have a common boundary. Incidentally, there are only four which share a common boundary. Only four.
Nevada?
Okay.
I'm sorry, Alan.
Jack. Utah, Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico. No, take it back.
Time's up, Alan. The game's over for this week. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 170 points for Brown Pembroke and 220 points for the winner, Smith College. Now, to each member of the Brown team, it's our pleasure to award attractive and dependable Whitnall wristwatches. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnall family of fine watches. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Smith College will receive a $500 gift to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Smith will return next week to compete in this new All-American quiz game with the varsity scholars of Indiana University at Bloomington, Indiana. Now, here once again is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Okay, may I congratulate Smith College. You did what six other schools were not able to do. You beat Brown Pembroke, and I want to tell all of you in the Brown Pembroke team, Jane Balto, Judy Thorson, Tom McCormick, Cal Woodhouse, you've been wonderful. You've done a great job. Next week...
Well, when they're that good, we don't mind.
Good sport, man. Next week, Smith College meets Indiana. In the weeks to follow, we'll have varsity scholars from Washington and Lee University, the University of Chicago, Princeton University, and other outstanding colleges and universities all over the nation. So be with us again next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, this is Alan Ludden saying so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Brown Pembroke, Russ Van Arsdale of station WJAR Providence, and for Smith College, Bruce Kern of station WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network production. This is the NBC Radio Network.